From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Thousands of Russians turned out today to form a human chain around the central part of Moscow. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the demonstration was designed to show support for free elections in opposition to Prime Minister Vladimir Putin.
Central Moscow is encircled by 10 miles of boulevards known as the Garden Ring. And organizers calculated that they needed at least 34,000 people to join hands around that circle. It's not clear yet whether they succeeded, but many stretches of the circle were lined with people waving at supporters who passed by in honking cars.
We are trying to show that we are united and we are for honest elections.
That's Atom, a 26-year-old IT consultant who took part in the protest with a group of friends. Pro-Kremlin groups also came out to the Garden Ring, wearing signs that showed their support for Putin. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's deeply distressed by the situation in Syria. Attacks continue several days after Clinton joined dozens of her colleagues to demand that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad allow in aid. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In an interview in Rabat, Morocco, Clinton said she's frustrated about the reports coming out of besieged Syrian cities like Homs.
It was distressing to hear that the Syrian Red Crescent and the ICRC, after many hours of negotiation just yesterday, were not permitted to go back in to Homs. We are looking to set up and stage areas for getting humanitarian aid in.
But as to helping arm those fighting Assad's regime, Clinton said that won't be enough to go up against one of the most highly militarized countries in the world, one still getting support from Russia and Iran. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Rabat.
Syrian forces again shelled the city of Homs today. Activists say at least 29 people died. A politically charged trial that has strained ties between the United States and Egypt was adjourned today in Cairo. Grant Clark reports.
The opening hearing was short but dramatic. With demonstrators chanting outside, proceedings in the crowded courtroom grew chaotic as lawyers and the judge yelled at each other over the judicial process. None of the accused Americans were among defendants in the caged dock. Only 7 of the charged U.S. citizens remain in Egypt, with several now sheltering in the American embassy here. They are among 43 activists charged with the illegal use of foreign funds and operating without a license. The case was adjourned to April 26th to allow the defense time to study the charges and offering more time for a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Grant Clark, NPR News, Cairo.
This is NPR News from Washington. Officials in Nigeria say a man blew up a car filled with explosives outside a major church in the city of Jos today. They say at least 2 people were killed and 38 were wounded. The radical Islamist sect Boko Haram claimed responsibility, as it has in previous attacks on churches. Former South African President Nelson Mandela has been discharged from a hospital. He spent the night after being treated for a stomach problem. The government says doctors decided to send Mandela home after tests showed nothing seriously wrong. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Doctors said Nelson Mandela was comfortable in the hospital after undergoing a diagnostic procedure for abdominal pains. Though short on medical details, it's said to be a long-standing stomach complaint. The South African authorities have urged people not to panic about the health of the fabled 93-year-old anti-apartheid leader. The speed of official statements this time is a stark contrast to last year, when a Mandela health scare led to pandemonium as local and international journalists jostled outside a Johannesburg hospital. The government was criticized then for taking too long to confirm media reports of his declining health. Ofebia Quistanton, NPR News, Dakar.
Rupert Murdoch has a new tabloid. The Sun's Sunday edition hit the stands today. It replaces News of the World, which closed last July after revelations that employees of the paper had hacked into the phones of public figures. An editorial in the new paper says the scandal has been a sobering experience. 2 weeks ago, 5 Sun employees were arrested as part of an investigation into bribing police for information. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.